Rather than fighting, we should just all be inclusive and love each other. We're all in this together.
Don Lemon from our New York studios up in Harlem. Good morning.
Good morning. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. I hope it was very prosperous and you didn't eat as much as I did, because I ate a lot. But good morning, everyone. Let's talk about the subject at hand, and that's the subject of race in America, something this president has had to deal with more than any other president in recent times. In 2008, race threatened to derail his candidacy, and he had to address the controversial remarks by his former pastor, Jeremiah Wright. I'm sure you remember that. He could have been talking about Ferguson when he discussed the anger many African Americans carry because of structural racism. That was back then. Listen.
But the anger is real. It is powerful. And to simply wish it away, to condemn it without understanding its roots, only serves to widen the chasm of misunderstanding that exists between the races.
And then a very contemplative President Obama boldly addressed it again last summer after the George Zimmerman not guilty verdict in the Trayvon Martin killing.
When Trayvon Martin was first shot, I said that this could have been my son. Another way of saying that is Trayvon Martin could have been me 35 years ago.
He was roundly criticized for making those remarks before that speech and then repeating them again during that speech. Then earlier this year, there was my Brother's Keeper speech and the initiative announced at the beginning of the year by the president aimed at helping young men of color get the help and support they need to stay on track. And then just this week, Ferguson, about which the president has announced another initiative to address the chasm of mistrust between police and communities of color. President Obama has repeatedly said that we, meaning all Americans, need to have this critical race conversation. But how much talking can we do? How many announcements will it take? Fairly or unfairly, he has taken lumps for just about everyone, including his own party, including everyday black Americans, including black lawmakers, for not doing enough to help his own people. He has been asked to do a whole lot of soul searching on this issue. Perhaps it's time for all Americans, all of us, to do some soul searching of our own, but with a caveat. How might we have contributed to the first African-American president feeling so hamstrung when it comes to discussing and dealing with issues of race? Have we unwittingly boxed him in? Have we boxed the man into a corner? All of us.
Mm, yeah. It's, yeah, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah.
And he, he's talked about it a lot, but every time he gets it from everybody, white, black, conservative, mm-hmm. liberal, he gets it from everyone.
Can't win for losing.
Yeah.
No.
And he's really feeling it in terms of the way the Republicans talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And I think it hurts even more when your own people.
Your own people,
your
right.
own people are yelling at you and telling you you're not yeah. doing it. It's just got to.
They're saying they want him to go to Ferguson, and then others say if he goes to Ferguson, does he undermine the Justice Department investigation? Is he somehow
damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah. So that's what are we doing? Why are we?
That's a tough job.
It is.
All right, Don Lemon, make them think.